we've got to do, there's something that we haven't yet fulfilled that we will need to fulfill. Amen.
Amen.
So we are here on duty to fulfill a certain purpose that God has brought us here on earth. We are not here by chance. We are special creation of God, whom God knew before the foundations of the world. So he had put a work in each one of us that we need to manifest. When we are done with that work, he takes us. Hallelujah. So today we are here, meaning we need to fulfill something. We need to do something for the Lord. So we are here encouraging one another in the scriptures, reminding one another of that purpose of God, so that we can work towards it and fulfill his purpose effectively. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So before the ministration of the word, maybe we can sing one song. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want that song. Chikondie, chikondi cha, cha kechi. Hallelujah. Sihib number what? 59? Is what 59? Okay. So chikondi cha kechi. Initially I didn't understand it, so I had questions. Chikondi cha kechi. I thought it's in church, so I had questions. Until when I was reading, I realized that chikondi cha kechi. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I don't know, maybe I was the only one who was hearing like chikondi cha kechi. It's not cha kechi, it's cha kechi. Hallelujah. So we are going to sing because of this chikondi cha kechi. His love, right? For us, huh? Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, Brother Jason, you can lead us. You are doing a nice work. All of us, we can follow as the brother leads us. As we sing.
Yeah.
Hallelujah! Blessed be the name of the Lord. He's a wonderful Savior. Our Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, wonder we are singing Mtipunzi Sembwe Yesu. Tikondane nanu tu. Hallelujah. Tisaiware konse.
Amen.
We don't need to forget to love our Lord. Wenzi watu ndinutu.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He is our friend. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
What a wonderful friend we have in Jesus. Who sacrificed his life to go and die for us on the cross. When we were bound, we were yoked. He paid the price so that we can be liberated. That's why we need to love him all the time and not forget loving him. And if we love him, then we shall keep his commandments. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And also Iwala Konse, don't forget, always remember to keep his word and to stay in love with him. Hallelujah. He's such a wonderful Savior. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, how great he is. So this point in time, we can turn our Bibles to the book of John, chapter 19. John, not Job. As we are going to exhort one another in the scriptures. Okay, I'm trying to adapt to this tablet that I'm using. The other one I was using when I'm ministering, the thieves stole from my car. So, I'm getting familiar with this one. All right, so John 19, verse number
30.
The Bible reads, when Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, it is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Shall we just pray? Father, we thank you for this wonderful time again that you have given us, for a special purpose, Lord, that we can fulfill all righteousness. For we are commanded to do so, to gather around your word, Lord. Lord, we believe that you are with us this morning, and your eyes are able to see the desires that we have in our hearts, Lord. We have come before your holy presence, Lord, with different needs. And we need, Lord, your hand to provide all our needs. As your servant Paul tells us, for my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Help us, Lord, with the needs that we have physically. Give us, Lord. Spiritually, give us, Lord, in all areas of our lives, Lord, our families, Lord, our personal lives, Lord. Help us, O Father, in the name of Jesus. May you protect each one, Lord, as we are approaching your word, that the enemy shall not snatch any mind from our midst, Lord. Let anyone, Lord, be everyone be protected, Lord, and give us victory, Father, that we can rejoice that it is well that you allowed us to gather. May you anoint and bless your word as it is going to be preached, Lord. May you use me as a vessel to speak that word, Lord, in Jesus' name. And bless the brother interpreting as well, that he be tuned also to your spirit of us. We can labor together in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
May the Lord bless you.
Yes,
we may be seated. Okay. So we read a scripture from the book of John, chapter
19,
verse 30. I want us also to read another one from the book of John, chapter 4. John chapter 4, verse 34.
Romans 4, 34.
Okay, let's start from verse 32. But he said unto them, okay, from verse 1. In the meanwhile, his disciples prayed him, saying, Master, eat. But he said unto them, I have meat to eat that you know not of. Therefore said the disciples one to another, hath any man brought him ought to eat? Jesus said unto them, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me, and to finish his work. Hallelujah. So we entitle the message for this morning as finishing the work. Hallelujah. So as he was answering here, he answered them, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me. That was his food, that was his meat, and to finish his work. So Jesus had something in his heart. He had a certain purpose which he was supposed to fulfill here on earth. Was his coming on earth, it was not an accidental coming. He came here on earth to fulfill a purpose. God had put a purpose in him. So there was a time that he was born, and a time that he was supposed to die. So within this period of time, God had set a certain purpose and put it in the life of Jesus. So he was born as a baby. He started growing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And started manifesting the will of the Father. So here, as he was offered food to eat, he was not so much concerned about the food, because he had the real food, which was the purpose of God. And he was supposed to fulfill that purpose of God. Hallelujah. Food is okay, it is nice, it's a requirement for the body. Hallelujah. That's why we are also told that man shall not live by bread alone. Meaning, we can live by bread, but we shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeded from the mouth of the Father. So Jesus had the work to do, which the Father had commissioned him to do. Hallelujah. And he had to accomplish this work between his time of birth and the time of death. So the Father had set a certain number of years that he was supposed to live here on earth. And within that period of time, he was supposed to finish the work. Hallelujah. He was not supposed to die minus finishing the work. So he had the time. Because there's time for everything. You and me, we have been given time. There's a certain lifespan that you have been given. I may not know when I'm going to die. You may not know when you're going to die. But God has set a certain work in you. God has put a certain purpose in you. He has given you a certain potential inside you, which needs to be manifested within your lifetime. By the time you are going to the grave, if you will die, the work should have been finished. Hallelujah. Amen. We are not supposed to go to the grave with the work undone. That's why Jesus had this special purpose or business or concern. Say, my will, my meat is to do the will of the Father. The purpose of the Father. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And to finish the work. Not just to start doing the will of the Father. It's one thing to start, which is alright. But it is also important to finish. Because there are certain people who start the work quite alright. As they move on, they don't finish. They stop doing the work. But Jesus has given us an example that he had that desire, he had that purpose, he had the goal to finish that work that he was given. And he was concerned about that. Such that he could even abandon the meat that was given. Because there was the priority that you're supposed to do. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So food is important, yes. But we are not here on earth to be chasing food every day. Hallelujah. And there are people who are busy bodies. They've forgotten about the work of God. They can work a few hours chasing for food and forget about the work of God. So it is important to work for our physical well-being. Yes, we are required to do that. But we should also know and identify what are we supposed to do for the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Because we are not here for accidental. We were born here for a purpose. We are not here to copy what other people are doing. Each one of us, we have been made in a unique way. And God has put different gifts in us. different potentials in our lives. We are not here to bear other people's names. We are not supposed to be photocopies of each other. I've seen this being common, like the way it has been in the Pentecostal movement. Here in Zambia, there are those people who are following TB Joshua. You see, because he has been laboring, performing those miracles, healings. There are testimonies that he has been giving, that they have been broadcasting, people watching. So people, other people desire to be like him. So they also want to be TB
Joshua.
How do you even identify them in Zambia? Very simple. You look at the haircut. And the preacher man has the haircut for TB
Joshua.
And they were doing nice business here in Zambia. See, if you want travels to Nigeria, the time they are coming back, I don't know whether they were buying that anointing water or whatever it is. When they arrive and then they present the news that I'm from Nigeria, from TB Joshua, the house of the
party.
People are coming to buy that anointing. He becomes like he's a TB Joshua with that haircut. But they will never be TB
Joshua.
Hallelujah. So we are not here to copy other people's names. We need to have an identity. You need to know who you are. If you don't know who you are, you'll be tossed to and fro by every wind. But if you have knowledge about who you are, you have a stance you cannot be shaken.
Amen.
You have a foundation.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You won't be busy trying to fulfill other people's visions. What is the vision that God has put in your life? You need to have one. You need to go back to God. Pray for it. That God can open your eyes to see how he wants you to work for him. Was issues of copying others, you always fail. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So we are here to fulfill a work. But we need to identify the work. How can you do that work when you don't know the work that you're supposed to do? So first, identify yourself. Who you are. And what are you supposed to do? Then you can be disciplined and become dedicated to fulfill the work that has been placed upon your heart, to your life. Hallelujah. So Jesus understood himself. He knew where he was coming from. So I was saying, I come from my father. Hallelujah. He knew his origin. He knew his identity. That's why he did that time when he met the woman at the well. When he discerned her life, she was surprised what Jesus had revealed over her life. Knowing the secrets of her heart, then she said, I think what I know is that when the Messiah comes, he's the one that is going to reveal these things. What did Jesus say? He told that woman that I am he. He knew that he was the Messiah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. That's why he was even dedicated to do his work. He knew his identity. That he has come from the Father. Come here on earth to fulfill a special purpose. And that he had that duty as the Messiah. And he put all his effort to fulfill his will. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. So who are you in the kingdom of God? Why are you here? Where are you going? Hallelujah. So we need to know where we are coming from. Why are we here? Where are we going? Then we can be focused. What work have we been given? When should it be done? Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So all of us who have been given time here on earth to fulfill the purpose of God. Let's read in Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 11. Okay. I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift. Hallelujah. The race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill, but time and chance happen to them all. Hallelujah. So time and chance happens to them all. So all of us, God has given us the time. All of us, God has given us the chance. There's nothing like, no, I'm rich, I'm poor. God has given to both, the poor, the rich, he has given them time and the chance. Hallelujah. But what matters, what are you doing with the time that God has given you? What are you doing with the chance that the Lord has given you? Hallelujah. So you have to identify your purpose, your potential, whilst there's still the time to manifest the work of God. You do the manifestation of the work of God. Whilst there's a chance for you to do the work of God, you do the work of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't be saying, ah, no, that one is gifted to be hardworking. It's the identity and the dedication. All of us have been given the time. We have been given the chance. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, if you don't know the purpose, you don't know your potential, what you can do, you want to start copying other people that you fail. And you remain frustrated in your life. But God has given each one of us different abilities. So if we can identify what God has given us and work on it, then we can manifest and do that work. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we have been called different. The others, if they started up something, maybe they started the building, they are skilled. They will do nice work at building. If you took them in school, you gave them mathematics, they can't solve those equations. They can repeat, maybe 10 years they are still doing mathematics. But if you gave them the bricks to go and build, they will do a very nice work. And when everyone passes, look at their work that they have done, They want that builder who built that house, that builder who built that school. And if they realize that potential that God has given them, work on it with all their effort, then they'll have a lot of customers and even make money out of that. Even save God in that with what they are benefiting from. Hallelujah. But you know that your brain cannot solve mathematics. Every day you're laboring with the mathematics. You only die at 90 years with just knowing the formula for Pythagoras. You can't do calculus. Dy/dx is something else. Integration will be something else to you. But there's a certain potential that you can work on and do under. Such that even those who are solving dy/dx, they will be looking for you. Those who have identified what potential has been put in you. Hallelujah. I'm not saying drop out of school. Get me right. I've been in school myself. I've been studying. I've solved those integrations that I'm talking about. They are solvable. Hallelujah. But then what is important is you identify what potential that you have. Hallelujah. And work on it, then you can fulfill something. So we have all been given the time. We have been given the chance. But if you don't work well in your time, if you don't use your opportunity within its lifespan, you will start blaming others because you are frustrated. So it's not okay. That's happened even in families, right? No. Zambian kind of living. Maybe you're the only person in your family who has succeeded because of your commitment. You have found a job that maybe is helping you to get one or two kwachas. Then there are others who want to get that from you. They want to benefit from you. So they will team up and start pointing fingers. Ah, he's not good. He's selfish. He's working, but he can't even give me such 1,000 kwacha. Forgetting how we have been laboring to get that 1,000 kwacha they are talking about. They have buried the talent that God has given them. They have got hands, they have got legs, they cannot go and labor. They want to be spoon-fed, but they are adults. So there's a blame game. Hey, it's not good. Hey, they even give you a name.
That's true.
But time and chance happens to them all. Hallelujah. So we are not supposed to be lazy. Our Lord Jesus was not lazy. He said, I have to finish the work. Work may be painful. There are times you are studying for an exam. It may require you to study the whole night. You are memorizing paragraphs and paragraphs, doing some drawings day and night so that you can reproduce the information in the exam room. Then at the end you are given a very powerful certificate because you have passed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you are graduating, you are happy. Your labor now has brought glory. There is a celebration. But how did that celebration come about? It came about as a result of work. Laboring, which was painful. The people that come to rejoice with you on the graduation, they were not there when you were laboring. Your eyes sometimes they turn red because you were studying too much. Sometimes you are walking even dozing because you have been studying throughout the night. But on that day of graduation, there's a celebration.
Amen.
That you have done well. You have graduated, maybe with a distinction. But where did that
distinction come from?
It came from our dedication. Commitment to work on your assignment. Commitment for you to study. Solving the problems that you were meeting. It wasn't an easy journey. There are a lot of problems that you're supposed to meet. Before your final exam, you should have solved different kinds of problems. The time your exam is coming, you are shining. Because you have solved a lot of problems. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are an overcomer. You have overcome. So overcoming requires you to work. It doesn't just come anyhow. There's got to be challenges on the way, but you've got to show commitment. And we are required to be overcomers. So we are taught by the scripture, to him that overcomes, will I grant him to sit with me, my father's throne? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Is it to him that failed? Is to him that overcomes. Now, how are you going to overcome when you are
lazy?
You need to work.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Even for you to go and cast out the demons.
Yes,
though we have been given the power, the Bible says, to them that believe, they shall cast out the demons. If you are not prayer, go. If a demon will come out. Hallelujah.
Yes,
you have to do some work.
Yes,
blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
You've got to do some preparation to make yourself ready to fulfill something. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we are not supposed to be a lazy church. Physically, we need to be active. Spiritually as well, we need to be active. So for us to overcome, to be that kind of a bride, that Jesus will say to him that overcomes, the ones whom he's going to say, well done, my good and faithful.
Say,
what is he going to say? Well done.
Yeah.
Meaning you have done something. Done is an action. Well done. You did something. Well. Not you lazy ones. Enter. No. But those that have done. And they have done it well. Well done. Enter into the joy of the Lord.
Amen.
When you do it well, there is joy. When you pass your exams, there's a ceremony, there's joy. Who can go and rejoice over your failure? Write an exam, you fail, then you invite your parents and your family members, say, let's go and celebrate the exam I failed. No one will accompany, isn't it? But if you pass, everyone will be rejoicing. We know my son. Very intelligent. My brother. That one. But you labored some. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So let's do it well. There is a work to be done. The Lord Jesus gave us an example by working. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. John chapter 19.
Johannes 19.
Verse 34.
Amen.
Okay, are we there?
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Okay, let me do the reading. But when they knew that he was a Jew, all with one voice about the space of 2 hours. Okay, this is not the one. I think I've pressed one. All right. But one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side. And forthwith came there out blood and water. And he that saw it bear record that his record is true. And he knoweth that he saith true, that ye might believe. Hallelujah. So Jesus had the duty to come and get the bride. But it wasn't an easy journey for him. It required sacrifice from him. This sacrifice led him even to the cross. And we are told here that one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and forthwith came there out blood and water. Hallelujah. So we see he had a mission to finish the work. So when was this work to be finished? Because he came to be our Redeemer. He came to be our Savior. But without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. So his blood had to be shed to fulfill the commission. So that you and me, in whatsoever sins that we have, whatsoever curses that we are born with, whatever bondage that we are in, when we are washed in that blood of Jesus, then we can be free. We can become as white as snow. He had to work. That work required him to be wounded. That work required him to be pierced. Hallelujah. And when he was nailed there on the tree, he said, "It is finished." Hallelujah. It was his purpose to finish the work. So what is it that was done when it was finished? So he was pierced with a spear. Water came out. Blood came out and water came out. And we are told in the Bible that he gave up his ghost. Hallelujah. So there are three things that happened there. There was blood, there was water, there was a spirit. To complete the commission that he was given, the redemption of the church. So blood represented something. Water represented something. The spirit represented something. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So the church passes through three stages: justification, sanctification, and the baptism of the Holy Spirit. That's what Jesus was supposed to do for the church. Hallelujah. So his blood, we are justified. Hallelujah. When you are a sinner, born a sinner, you hear the word of God, regardless of the kind of life that you have been living. Maybe you were a witch, you were a prostitute, you were a thief, you were full of hatred, you were short-tempered. When you bring those sins or weaknesses that you have, you repent before the Lord. You bring them before the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus cleanses those things. Takes away those things. You are justified. Hallelujah. Then we are cleansed. According to Ephesians 5. By the washing of water. By the word. So, the blood of the water came out also from his son, representing sanctification. So the church is sanctified. Hallelujah. But how? By the washing of water by the word. That's why we are required by the scriptures to have our minds renewed. We are coming from the world. We have repented. But then the Bible in Romans chapter 12 tells us that we should not be conformed after the world. But we have to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. By the word of God. That's why we come to hear the word of God.
Amen.
The word of God renews our minds. It makes our minds to be clean. It reminds us the purpose of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Like the song we are singing. Hallelujah. What reminds us of the love of God? What reminds us of the love of Jesus? It is the word of God. When you hear the word of God, it reminds you. Hallelujah. So we need that mind. We need the word of God every day. So that our minds can be renewed. Because we are in this contaminated world. The world is immoral. What you see in this world, there are so many evil things. What you hear in this world, there are rotten things that you can hear. There are certain songs that you don't wish to hear. But sometimes you don't even have a choice. You're walking, you hear the song. You require the word of God to remind you that you are a son of God, you are a daughter of God, that you don't belong here to this rotten world, that you are from above, and you are here to manifest the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. You've got a work here on earth to manifest the glory of God. You are bearing the glory of God. As you are walking, you are a written epistle.
Amen.
To be read of all men. So if you are a written epistle, your life is a witness that you are not of this earth. You are coming from a kingdom which is above. And as you are walking, as you are talking, as you are doing things, you do things that are unique. Things that are not after the fashion of this world. Because your mind is transformed. You are a witness of Jesus Christ. When you are walking, people see Jesus. When you are talking, they see Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Because your mind is renewed. And the Bible tells us that Jesus gave up his ghost. Hallelujah. So the church has to be baptized with the Holy Spirit. So it is justified, sanctified, it has to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. As it is filled by the Holy Spirit, then you can manifest the purpose of God. Because the purpose of God is that you should be led by His Spirit. And the Bible says, as many as are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. So if you are led by the Spirit, you will be doing the will of God. Hallelujah. We need the Holy Spirit. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
With that, Jesus says, it is finished. The work is done to come and get the bride. Hallelujah. So it wasn't easy for him. It was painful, but he had to bear the pain. Even in Gethsemane, you remember what he said? Lord, if it be your will, take away this cup of suffering. Yet not my will, but your will. So there are certain situations or circumstances that could be painful, but we just need to go by the will of God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So Jesus dedicated himself to a point that he had to die, and the commission was completed. Then after that, because he has done the work, he had to demonstrate the glory. How was it demonstrated? He died, but on the third day he resurrected from the dead. Hallelujah. He proves that he is the resurrection and the life, and we are given hope that if we were to die, we are going to resurrect. Hallelujah. So he finished his work. So let that mind which was in Christ be in you. Hallelujah. So Jesus knew his potential, and he labored until he fulfilled his potential. So even you, my brother, you, my sister, there's something that God has set in your heart, in your life, which you're supposed to work on. We don't just come to church to escort each other, or to come for registration, or to be seen by a brother or a sister that have attended. But we are here, each one of us, to fulfill our duties. Because the body of Christ has got so many parts. Their eyes, their hands, their legs, each part is supposed to perform its duty. Hallelujah. So for a body to be to function well, all the parts should be active. Not an, a hand wants to see. How is it going to see? It doesn't have receptors for sight. So each part has been made with a special purpose. If you want to catch something, it's a hand that has got the gift of touching. You can't go and touch with your eye. No matter how nice the food, maybe you're hungry, I've been fasting for 40 days and 40 nights. They bring a nice pizza or whatever nice food. Your eye cannot manage to touch that food. Why? It was not predestined to do that. It is not made for that purpose. It can only see that, yes, there's pizza there and it looks nice. But that nice thing to be taken, it requires a hand to go and get that thing. But the hand also is not going to eat. It will need the mouth. When the mouth eats, there will be some biochemistry that will happen in the body. What will happen if it's a starch to be broken down at the end? There will be some glucose. It will move in the blood. It will even go and give the hand, which labor. The hand will also rejoice. It will be function. Because it did its duty. Hallelujah. So if everybody can perform his duty with dedication, then we are going to be a healthy church. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So we need to identify our potentials. Not to die with your potential in the grave. God wants to see that manifestation. We are here to be rid of all men. Hallelujah. That which God has put in you, it has to manifest and put into action. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So just as we are having a crusade, for example, a preacher man alone cannot do it. An usher alone cannot do it. A singer alone cannot do it. It has to be a team. Hallelujah. A preacher man organizes himself for the duty that he's supposed to do as a preacher man. He sanctifies himself. He prepares what to go and minister there. An usher as well should prepare himself. Pray over his ushering. Prepare himself effectively to go and do his work. The one singing should know that I'm going to sing, I'm going to minister. It's a ministry. Hallelujah. Through the ministration, through a song, somebody's life can be changed. Amen. Through the song, singing, people can be cured. So the one singing identifies the work that God has given him or her. So the time that I'm going to sing a song, it has to be a ministry. When I sing, a sinner should come and repent. When I sing, people's faith should be lifted to come closer to God. Hallelujah. Then together, the other ones are interceding. They are praying, they are fasting, interceding. Hallelujah. So that somebody's life can be delivered. Somebody was bound in sorcery can surrender the tongues. There's somebody praying. Hallelujah. Everyone on his post of duty. With that seriousness that I've been given, work that I should do and to finish. Then at the end of the day, what we have? Victory. And the glory goes to God. Hallelujah. So a crusade is not for a preacher man. It's for the whole church. It's for the whole body of Christ. That's why everyone has to put his hand in that. Those who may not be able to go there, God has blessed you maybe with finances. You can get your money, support, because you have got the work to do and to finish it. You can get your money, put it. God to bless you for that. For he has seen your heart. Hallelujah. So we need to work together to be a healthy church. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise be to God. So let's identify the potentials. Don't bury the talent that you have been given. Time and chance is given to all. Remember the parable of the talents. Those who are given different talents, another one five, the other one two, the other one. And their master went. They were given chance. Hallelujah. All of them. Was the time frame different? Same time. Hallelujah. Then when he came back, he comes. The other one thought, what I've done is good. Went to hide. When he comes back, you come and appreciate me. That I'm good at keeping. Hallelujah. He behaved like a schizophrenic patient. You know those who carry bags, they are good at keeping those dirty things. He didn't use his brain to go and make profit. He failed to reason. He didn't want to reason. He didn't have a productive mind. But that one with two, he went and traded with the two. The one with the five did likewise, traded. When their boss was coming, well done. I gave you this, then you have made more. Well done, good answer. 57. The other one also congratulated.
Yeah.
But the one who had won, who didn't use the talent, was thrown into the outer darkness. Hallelujah.
Yes,
so in the kingdom of God, we are not supposed to be idle. We don't come here to church to be bench warmers. We come to do something in the kingdom of God. Don't sit on your potential. God, me, you gave me one. Unless brother so was five. Unless brother so was got an aeroplane. Maybe the one was going to help. No. With that same one that you have been given, God is looking at your heart. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The other one had two, but made something from the two. Five made something. So God has given us different abilities. We are not the same, we are different. But be faithful in the ability that God has given you and do the work with all your heart. God will bless you with that. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But then we have problems if a mango tree wants to produce guavas. A mango starts complaining, you know, if I was like a guava, which produces many fruits, then it was going to be okay. A mango, let it produce mangoes. Guava, let it produce guavas. According to their abilities. Imagine if a small mango was complaining, I'm a small mango. I'm not going to be 40. Let's think I was a big mango. A small mango has to perform its duty. A small mango, God has made it like that. When the seed of a small mango has been planted, it has grown, produces fruits. When God looks at that, he feels good. He sees his glory. The manifestation of a small mango. When a big mango does likewise, planted, grows, produces fruit, God looks at that, say, well done. So it's not your duty to complain, me, I'm a small mango. Me, I'm a big mango. No. Hallelujah. Stay where the Lord has called you. Both me, I don't have a bicycle. At least if I was like, brother, so maybe, Lord, me, I'm not driving. I'm not like, just stay the way you are. At the appointed time, God is going to bless you when you stay faithful in what you're doing. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So we need to realize who we are and fulfill the work of God. Don't sit on your potential. God wants us as original seeds. As we are winding up, if we won't be able to finish today, maybe later on, but let me just wind up. We go to Genesis chapter 1, verse 11. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. Hallelujah. And the earth brought forth grass, and yielding seed after his kind. Hallelujah. And the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after its kind. And God saw that it was good. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So the Lord is the Lord of continuity. The Lord is the Lord of multiplication. He feels good. He rejoices when he sees the manifestation of a seed. So a tree has brought fruit, which has got seed in itself, which is after its kind. He feels good over the original, not the hybrid. When you hybridize, you are killing the life. Hallelujah. You get a seed, you hybridize it, it can't reproduce itself because it has no proper identity. You get a zebra and a donkey, you crossbreed them. Then you have what? A zidonkey. What is this identity? It's a zebra, it's a donkey, you don't know which one it is. It cannot reproduce itself. It's crossbred. God doesn't want that. He wants something that is pure to reproduce itself. So God has put pure purposes in us, which have to manifest and reproduce itself and multiply. So we are not supposed to combine the purpose of God and the ideas of man and put them together. Then we are not going to be productive. It just has to be according to the pure word of God. And when we become fruitive, God sees that it is good. That's why even Jesus labored to do the work, so that God sees it to be good. So even when he was being baptized, God was confirming that this is my son in whom I'm well pleased. Hallelujah. Is God pleased with your life? Let us be fruitful, so that God, when he looks at us, he becomes pleased, so that he should not be ashamed to call us his sons and his daughters. Hallelujah. He is our manufacturer. He is our creator. So as the product, we are not supposed to be disappointed. Hallelujah. When Philips has made a product, they want to make sure they protect it. They will give you warranty that is supposed to work within this period of time. Why? They are protecting their name. In that period of time, it has to function well, because they are trusting their product. But if it can't function well within that time, you have a lot of products that are malfunctioning, then the name of the company will be messed up. Hallelujah. So God is our manufacturer. God is our source. He's our creator. He wants men and women, sons and daughters, to manifest his glory here on earth. His will being done here on earth as it is in heaven. And when it is done, he rejoices. That's my son. That's my daughter. So identify what the purpose you have. God has given you something. Don't sit on it. Hallelujah. Like that woman, I like giving an example that Brother Branham talked about. You can find it in the message bomb in Gilead. There was that woman who was in poverty, very poor, but the son was a businessman. He had gone to India, I think, for about 10 years or so. And the son was sending checks, bank drafts. Then there were nice photos on those bank drafts, so the mother could get, put them in the Bible, but complaining that she was poor.
Then the investigators came to find out, why is she poor? Why is she suffering? Don't you have relatives who can help you? I have my son, he's a businessman, but he's a very good son. I don't want to trouble him, to ask him about him, food and what, money, even to tell him about my poverty. She was trying to reason as a good mother. I don't want to disappoint my son or to pressurize my son. Sounding to be a good idea. So certain ideas, they will hinder you from progressing. You entertain them, but they are killing you. You become so comfortable. Oh, I'm poor. You accept when you are not supposed to be poor. So she accepted the poverty. But was she poor? No, sir. Those were checks, bank drafts. The son is sending. Maybe, I don't know if it's the whole 10 years that she was sending. She just said it. Because she liked the Bible. See, you can like the Bible and be lost in the Bible. You have the Bible, there is a Bible, or I should say, maybe you have a gun. You don't even know how to use that gun so very well. The thief comes. He's threatening you that you have got a very powerful machine gun. Then he comes to kill you with a machine gun because you don't know how to use it. But if you know how to use it, then you can shine on him. Hallelujah. Because you know how to use your weapon. Can somebody pray with you when you have a machine gun? In AK-47, when these thieves have been caught in stealing and what, they will stop. They say, hey, stop. I will shoot you. They will humble themselves. Lie down, they will lie down. They know what it means. Serious business. Now imagine, you don't know how to use that AK-47. Then a thief who comes without any weapon is just threatening you with a voice. Hey, bring money, bring this, and you start giving him. Sitting on your potential. Sitting on your power. Because you have accepted that I'm a defeated, I'm a failure. You have accepted that name. Maybe people have been looking down on you that you're a failure. You have also accepted the name of a failure. And you can't progress in life. But open your eyes, my brother. Open your eyes, my sister. You can do great things. Hallelujah. So now when the investigators looked at that, yes, they were nice pictures, but those were bank drafts. These are bank drafts from India. This woman is very rich. She's not even poor.
Yes, sir.
How do you die in the presence of plenty? There's food all over you, but you are dying. Sitting on your potential. Hallelujah. With that money, she was going even to help a lot of people. And she was suffering as a humble woman. So sometimes you think it's humbleness, but it's ignorance. And it's eating you up. Oh, when I become better, that's when I'm going to serve the Lord. Hallelujah. So she didn't know the potential that she had. But she had a lot of monies. Sitting on the monies. Hiding them in the Bible. Our riches are in the Bible.
Amen.
So the Bible tells us our riches are here. If you want to overcome, to progress in life, go back to the manufacturer. Go back to God, the Creator. You want to fulfill your purpose? Go back to the Bible. That's where the solutions to your problems are. They are in the Bible. Hallelujah. So wake out on the potential that God has given you and make use of it. Taking it so seriously. Because you have to finish the work before you die. You are not supposed to go to the grave with unfinished work. Maybe that woman with those dollars that year, I don't know whether whatever currency it was, those bank drafts that she had. She had a duty. Before she dies, she was supposed to help the orphans, help the widows and what. But then she was dying with hunger, with malnutrition, buried in the grave. Was God going to be happy? She would have gone to the grave with the potential to save men. So don't go to the grave with that ability that God has given you. When you are dying, it should be finished. Like the way Jesus says, it is finished. Hallelujah. Look at apostles like Paul. He labored and he knew that his time is now come. He has done the work. So I was saying, for me to live, it is Christ. For me to die, it is gain. When does your death become a gain? Your death will only become a gain when you have done the work of God. So we are here today because we haven't finished the work. But we have been given the chance. And we have been given the time. So let it be speaking in our minds all the time. But there is a duty and there is a potential. So be in the right environment. Let your mind be renewed. And become productive. Otherwise, you won't be fruitful. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So I believe we are supposed to be having a meeting. So we are going to end here. So let's continue as laborers in the kingdom of God with a focus that we have to fulfill our mission and finish it. If you haven't started, you can begin today. So identify yourself that you are important in the kingdom of God. Go back to the word of God. Look at the promises of God. What are you supposed to do in the kingdom of God? And do it well. When it becomes fruitful, even people start looking at you. Hallelujah. They will see the fruits. Maybe people have looked down on you. But what people see on you, that doesn't determine your life. Look at Elizabeth. They were calling her barren. But was barren her name? But she stayed faithful with God. When you stay faithful with God, even amidst problems, amidst the challenges, even where the world has looked down on you, God can lift you up. So God blessed her with a prophet. The greatest among the prophets. John the Baptist. From a woman who was called barren. Hallelujah. Because barren was not her name. So you are not barren. Even in the kingdom of God, you're supposed to be fruitful. You are not barren. Don't look down on yourself. Stay faithful with God and present yourself towards the work of God. You will become fruitful. Hallelujah. So that name changed. Now they are looking at Elizabeth. The mother to John. The mother to the prophet. Hallelujah. The name changed. So your name can change. Stay faithful with God. And commit yourself. Be dedicated. What is it that people have called you? How are people looking at you? Don't look at people's opinions. We don't live by their opinions. We live by the opinion that is in the word of God. So we don't do things because that other one has done that and that other one has done that and I'll do that also. No. We look at what does the Bible say. May the Lord God Almighty bless you. Be difficult to wind up. Let's rise up to our feet as I hand over the service. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Are you blessed? Are you blessed? Everybody sing.